Another piece of news today, the actress Janet Leigh has died, although she appeared in the 1960 movie Psycho. For only the first part, she couldn't be around for the second, she gave her character subtle emotional depth, which made her brutal murder in the Bates Motel shower all the more shocking for the audience. Psycho was one of dozens of films in her long career. Janet Leigh died yesterday of an inflammation of the blood vessels at the age of 77. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Janet Leigh, her blonde hair soaked, fingers clasped to her face and her eyes squinched in horror on a descending butcher knife. That's how most people will remember Janet Leigh. In an NPR with WHYY's Fresh Air, Leigh said making Psycho was actually a lot of fun. What wasn't fun was that shower scene. She spent 7 days in that shower, wearing moleskin to cover her nude body.
We did it several times. We were in the 20 takes, I don't know which one, 24, 5, something. And because it wasn't automatic focus, it was hand focus, it was a very difficult technical shot for the camera operator who had to do the focusing as we pulled back. And it was hard for me because of trying to just have a non-live look in your eye because I, well, that's another story about I couldn't wear contact lenses, not enough time. So it was just a hard shot. And around the, 24th or 5th, somewhere in there, everything seemed to be going well. But the steam from the hot water had started to sort of melt the adhesive on the moleskin. And I could feel it pulling away from my bosom. And now, I knew that camera-wise, it would never show. But the guys upstairs on the rafters, the electricians up there, the gaffers, they were going to get a peek. And I thought to myself, well, what do I do? I feel it pulling away. This shot is going well. I don't want to do this shot again. And it's nothing they haven't seen before. So I just said, let it rip. And that was the shot that they printed.
Leigh said she didn't work with Anthony Perkins during the shooting of that scene. He was doing a play in New York. Leigh said her own portrayal of Marion Crane required more nuance than you might expect.
Mr. Hitchcock always had this dual personality in so much of his pictures, and especially in Psycho, the split personality, that the degree of good and evil is different in each person. And I took that, I took Marion as a decent person, tempted, frustrated, desperate.
Janet Leigh's own grasp of psychology came in part from her studies. She majored in psychology and music. Born Jeanette Morrison, she married for the first time at age 14. She graduated from high school a year later. Janet Leigh was discovered at a ski resort. Her mother worked there as a maid. Her father ran the front desk. She wound up in Hollywood, where she married Tony Curtis. She had two daughters who themselves grew up to be movie stars, Kelly Curtis and Jamie Leigh Curtis. Janet Leigh was admired for her performances in The Manchurian Candidate
and Touch of Evil. That's NPR's Netta Ulaby. Sorry to cut you off there. You're listening to Morning Edition.